Hi, welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea. This week, it's Eliska talking to us about her experience of Turner's. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi everyone, welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea. This week we have Eliska with us. Hi.
Hello everyone.
How are you this morning?
I'm very good, yeah. Not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm very well, thank you. So I want to ask you a few things about Turner Syndrome, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
What's your relationship with Turner Syndrome?
So, that has changed over the years. At the beginning, I'm 40 now, 40 years old. So at the beginning, until my late 20s, so the relationship was not as good as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to think that, you know, that the illness stops me from being feminine, if you know what I mean, you know. Okay. So I used to perceive it as something negative, like mm-hmm. something that stops me from, let's say, normal living, from being a woman, like a real woman, as you know, sometimes people use it, like a real man and real woman, those expressions.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to perceive it something like that stops me from achieving things, and then it changed, obviously, luckily. And then I understood that my condition doesn't stop me from doing anything, doesn't make me any worse than other people. Mm-hmm. I've got the same needs as other people. I've got the same dreams as other people. And you can change it, because Turner syndrome is forever. But you can actually make friends with your disability. And yes, I understood that. At some point, I understood that actually attitude is so important, and basically everything with regards to, you know, not only disability, but many other things in our life, especially when you can't change something,
mm-hmm.
but you can change attitude. So now I'm perfectly fine. I feel like I don't feel like my life is any different from women without Turner syndrome. I still got my dreams. I fulfilled some dreams. I have more. I'm trying to fulfill more, but at the same time, not feel pressure. Take each day as it comes. And generally, yes, I found my peace and happiness.
Oh, good. That's really good. What age were you diagnosed?
I was 4 years old.
Okay, that's good. Nice and young then.
Yes. I was diagnosed because my pediatrician at that time didn't like neck, the shape, and then she asked my mom to obviously do the blood test. And blood test came back, obviously, yes, it confirmed, yes, Turner syndrome, full mm-hmm. one.
Do you have a webbed neck then?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how they come to do that. That's really
good. Oh, yes.
That's really good. What's your biggest challenges of Turner syndrome been for you?
In the past, obviously, the my mindset was too negative, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I used Turner syndrome as a cover, as an excuse,
mm-hmm.
Not to take responsibility for my life, like as a protection from you know, outside world, like, you know, yes, But as I said, that changed. So I don't. So it's not the obstacle anymore. It's not nothing negative anymore. Now it's just something neutral. It's something I've got, and it won't change, and that's it. That was an obstacle, like, you know, to perceiving it as something bad and then negative. But at the moment, so yes, so, but also at the moment, it is, I think it is called nonverbal learning disability. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have problems with concentration. I do have problems with short-term memory. It doesn't cause me any troubles in private life. I do everything what I need to do. I remember my shopping, laundry, appointments. My long-term memory is very good.
Mm-hmm.
But at work, yes, I lost my job because of it, and I left the other job. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, because of the problem with concentrations and memory, I couldn't. I made a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a secretary, so that was the problem in this particular job, because secretary, you know, I used to do, like, for example, things that required concentration, my attention, and because I couldn't, I have difficulties concentrate. I made mistakes, so-called stupid mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm not diagnosed with anything, but I think I've got dyscalculia. Definitely science and numbers is not my cup of tea. So obviously I was aware about it even when I was 10 years old. I already knew that I won't go to like a polytechnic, or, you know, I won't study maths or physics or dynamic of the fluids, whatever, anything like that. Yeah. So, yes. And even though I'm not bothered, because I learned to accept myself just the way I am, including my memory problems and being a little bit of chaotic. But I think that, yes, that definitely other people might perceive it as I'm incompetent.
Mm.
Or like, I don't want to say, that I am, let's put it nice way, less intelligent than I am. And even at this job, now I got a job. It's multitasking. This is the biggest challenge, I think, because normally I read a lot about psychological aspects, because I like psychology. Mm. So I read a little bit about a psychological aspect of Turner syndrome, and I know that women with Turner syndrome found it extremely difficult, or if not impossible, to multitask. And obviously I work. So at the moment I work in a cafe. So obviously it's multitasking. But I've got massive support. I've got more time to learn.
Good.
With time, it becomes too easier. If I'm not exposed to like a pressure or stress, it's easier. I'm concentrated, so it takes me shorter to learn even the really, really simple things. So let's say that somebody needs to be told once or twice, and the other person will remember. And then sometimes I need to be told, I don't know how many times. Let's say 20. So, but I'm coping.
Good.
And with the support, yes, without support, it would be much harder of my new colleagues, right? But they are really supportive people, and they understand that I'm new. and then I need a little bit more time. So,
I think the world is becoming more accepting of, quotation marks, what you said about being incompetent, even though you're not. I think they're becoming more accepting of the challenges that people have to go through and why they might be the way they are, which is good.
It is good. It is good, you know, because you know, people have different disabilities, different, they don't have Turner syndrome, but they might still have dyscalculia, dysorthographia, dyslexia. They might still have non-verbal learning difficulties. So, and then apart from that, be perfectly fine. So they argue, the IQ level is the same. They have just difficulties in certain areas that yes, it may start a little bit more difficult.
Mm.
But I think the society is more aware that not every disability is visible, and everybody is different, and you know, everybody's got different strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm, definitely. But what's the most positive experience of Turner syndrome been for you?
Positive? Oh, well, because the most positive is that I'm from Poland, older people, older women with Turner syndrome many years ago. So when I was still in primary school, and we are all 40 now, in our 40s now. So yes, the friendships that actually I managed, I managed to gain because of Turner syndrome, that's the best thing.
Oh,
yeah. And then, yes, so I'm still aware that 1,000 out of 1,000 pregnancies with Turner syndrome, 99 ends up with a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I'm laughing that I'm 1 in 99 because, you know, 99 ladies don't survive pregnancy. We have fetuses with a Turner syndrome. So yeah, I learned to appreciate life even more.
Yeah, it does.
Because it is not good, not optimistic percentage, 1 in 99. So yeah, I guess it means I was supposed to be born. And then maybe this. I'm trying to do something positive with my life. So yes, I haven't got. Yes, I've got some ideas for the future.
Oh, good, good. How has the society helped you?
Mostly by not disturbing me. So when I was younger, people accepted me. I don't remember being bullied. I don't remember being picked on. So yes, but by accepting me, I met one lady with other syndrome, and she didn't have, unfortunately, that positive experience at school. She even changed school. Thanks God, problems stopped as soon as she changed school. People mm-hmm. stopped teasing her because of her disability.
Mm-hmm.
And then and now that support, yes, with regarding learning difficulties.
Okay.
It's very important because I know I will learn, but I need definitely more time than an average person. But yes, So that support, understanding, and empathy regarding that, yes, and understanding that everybody is, as we said, everybody is different and learns in a different needs different amount of time to learn.
Mm. Support can go a long way, can't it?
Could you repeat, please?
It can go a long way. Having the right support can go a long way.
Definitely.
What's your interaction with the society?
Uh,
Do they have a Polish society?
But you mean like so? Okay, so at the I think it was a little bit better in Poland. Because I moved to England 2012. So before that, I had my friends. I used to socialize a lot with my friends, with my sister friends, mm-hmm. and then I emigrated. But at work, basically at work, I've never had any major issue. I try to build up relationship with everybody. Mm-hmm. So I always worked in a small, I used to work in a care setting, and my current work also is a small place. So I've never worked like in office where you have 100 people, like my husband works. Mm-hmm. So I always work. So basically I believe I can say I feel better in a small environment.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, sometimes I think that this my learning difficulties stop me from being like promoted.
Okay.
Once I asked about promotion prospect in one workplace, and then my manager said, "Oh well, but you forget things." So I believe that. On a simple job, yes, but I don't think I'm perceived as someone who could do well in more demanding jobs. Well, but that's. That's one thing, but in general, I met some friends also in England, mm-hmm. But unfortunately they moved away. Moved quite far. I have two friends I see regularly. And I'm ready to meet some more people, to be honest, because I was disheartened by some people I used to work with. The behavior, I felt bullied by them. Obviously, not everyone, but that puts me off from even now. I didn't think it was like that, but recently I realized it was the case that negative experience with people I work with. Puts me off from socializing in my private life.
Okay.
But at my current workplace, I've got fantastic people and friendly, supportive. So who knows? And I moved to new town, so that also encourages me to trying to meet some new people apart from those two I already know. Mm-hmm. And I also go to Poland, obviously, regularly, and then I see my Polish friends as well. So, and what is characteristic, I watched one interesting interview about psychological aspects with for the women with Turner syndrome, is that yes, and that they tend to have less friends than healthy women, and they usually tend to socialize in small groups with ladies. Which in my case I'm a classic example of that.
Okay. Yeah.
But in general, I like people, and I try to see positive things about them. And luckily, my current colleagues reminded me that there are some wonderful people out there, and no need to be disheartened.
No, there's no need. What's the most important message of Turner syndrome, do you think?
What's the most important message? To live normal, do not perceive Turner syndrome as something that would have a negative impact on your life. So one crumb, I always laugh that one chromosome doesn't define me. Lack of one chromosome doesn't define me. Mm-hmm. And we need more time. We need more time to get where we want. Mm-hmm. But at the end, we get there. So I even in that interesting interview, they said that that typical woman with Turner syndrome starts dating later, reaches the level of maturity later than healthy person, but at some point that difference basically disappears. And again, I'm the classic example. I feel like I'm not behind anymore when it comes to my maturity level and development level than an average 40-year-old woman.
Mm.
So that's we are like butterflies. First we are like a caterpillar, and then we turn into. Then you can turn into a really beautiful butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add to this episode that we haven't covered?
Also, maybe a message to maybe mothers who mm-hmm. know that that are expecting a child with Turner syndrome. Not to worry. Treat your child do not be too protective.
Mm-hmm.
Let them live normal. Let them be normal. But at the same time, it is important to remember that we are different.
Yeah,
and we will always be yes. But still, at the same time, we might have a beautiful, fulfilled life just as anybody else. Because I know that sometimes, when my mom was pregnant, there was not even ultrasound, and now it's possible to detect Turner syndrome when the woman is pregnant, right? So, like a message of hope, definitely.
And for
I know that some ladies with Turner syndrome are still in my mindset I had 20 years ago. They still think that their lives are worse. Mm. They still feel that the quality of their life is worse than a healthy person. So yeah, do not give up. Do not give up. Everybody is struggling, even a healthy person. Anybody can have a worse time in your life. It's just a chapter. It's just that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your entire life. It's just a part of it. So always fight for your happiness. It's really worth it. Use professional help if you need to. Do not hesitate. The help is out there, and you're not alone.
Oh, that's a really lovely message. I really like that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time today. I've really enjoyed this episode.
No problem. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it was such a pleasure meeting you. And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you.
And everyone listening, I hope you enjoyed that. And I'll see you next week.
Yay, thank you, Eliska, for that episode. I really, really enjoyed that. And I hope everyone listening did as well. So next week we have Serena talking to us about her experience of Turner's. If you want to know more about Turner's, go to www.tss.org.uk. Or go back to my first ever episode where I explain what it is. So there's loads of different perspectives on Turner's, as well as girls with Turner's, women with Turner's. So Yeah, just have a search if you want to know more about different perspectives of Turners. And I hope you have a really great week, and I'll see you next week.